Yeah, I'm ready.
Hang on, I'm not quite ready. You got a shot board?
I do.
Oh my God. You are ahead of the game, sir. All right.
All righty, Roo.
Hello and welcome to Retro Gaming Revelry episode 210.
This is a podcast where two drunken nerds play retro games for your amusement. I am nerd number one. My name is Jurek.
And I am nerd number two. My name is Earl. And this week, we're nerds now for the second time on the podcast. We're going to be revisiting a game that we played exactly 200 episodes ago. We're going to be playing some Super Mario Brothers 2 on the NES. Should be pretty sweet. So we played this game, on episode 10.
Episode 10.
It was the first Mario game that we played on the podcast.
Yep.
And we decided we should revisit it because we might not have been the most greatest, obviously we're the greatest now, but then we were not really the greatest podcasters. So,
and now we're the greatest in the world.
Yeah, obviously the greatest of all time. I mean, that's just, that's just how it is. But
and all those other big guys got nothing on us.
They got nothing on us.
Rogan. That's right. I don't know. Who are other big podcasters? Mark Maron?
Mark Maron. I think so. Yeah. Mark Maron.
I know he had a huge podcast. He had fucking President Obama on his podcast. So.
Who's the fucking the Nerdist guy? Chris Hardwick.
Chris Hardwick?
Yeah. Is he still doing that? Is that still?
Don't know, because he sold the Nerdist and he's got. Then he started
they changed
other
it. Yeah. And
ID 10T.
Yeah. And it looks like idiots or whatever, but it's, I don't know. It's not the same.
I used to listen to Nerdist all the time, and then I kind of stopped.
Yeah, me too. So Mario 2 this week should be pretty sweet, but
hell yeah.
Before we get there, how's it going this week, Drake?
It's going, it's going.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Revelers, I just want to give Jurek a quick shout out. I don't believe we did this on the podcast a couple weeks ago like we should have. On June 1st, it was Jurek's birthday, and happy birthday, Jurek. We should have given you a shout out, and that was when June 1st was the Monday of the riot weekend.
It was like my birthday, really. Meant nothing.
Well,
it was it did, but at the same time, it's like there's bigger things happening, and I've had this is the 36th time this has happened in my life.
Right.
I'm fine.
All right. Well, I just wanted to give you a shout out.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Anyway, how's it going?
Yeah, otherwise, I'm doing the school thing and. I'll be going in by the time Revelers hear this. I will have finally been allowed to physically go back to campus.
Nice.
For, one day.
Yep. Are you going one day a week or like?
No, it'll be, my class is split into three groups.
Okay.
So I'll be going, we have class Tuesdays and Thursdays only. So then it'll alternate, So I'll be going every third time.
I see. Okay, so it's not every week, but probably two.
Group A went this last Thursday, and now group B, me and group B will go on Tuesday, group C will go on Thursday, and then group A will go on the next Tuesday, and then I'll go the next Thursday.
Right I see. Okay
Yeah,
cool.
So yeah, that'll be it'll be good to finally get my hands on
an x-ray actual, machine
equipments and stuff.
What are
even
they?
If it's just simulated equipment.
Pop quiz, hot chat. What is an X-ray machine actually called?
I mean, it's.
I don't know. I just assumed. I just assumed there was another name for it. I actually
not really.
I have no answer.
I mean, there's lots of different parts to it and everything.
Okay.
There's the table and there's the actual X-ray tube within the
I know, but I thought there was isn't there a name
really.
like a you know, like a bio a bio scanner?
No. At least not that they have ever said anything about.
Oh, right? You mean this isn't like a sci-fi TV show that takes place in the future? It's not.
It is not.
You don't have a bio scanner, Jurek? What the fuck?
We do not.
Okay.
I guess maybe that would be more of like a MRI thing.
Okay.
Like
okay. A
PET scan.
That makes sense. Cool. Cool.
But yeah. So that's what I got going on.
Right
man.
On. Right on.
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. I myself had a birthday this week, which is exciting. Yeah. So, and we maybe did a thing that wasn't. super smart, but I don't know. We had Jurek was kind enough to have a very tiny, socially distant bonfire on my birthday, and it was delightful. It was exactly
there was only, like what eight of us.
I think there was eight people there, and
to be fair, like most of those people have either directly or indirectly been tested in the last like couple days.
I know.
Like,
I think I was the only one who hasn't been.
Because I mean, I didn't personally get tested, but Abby got tested, which if she doesn't have it, obviously I don't have it.
Yeah.
If she gets it, I get it.
Right. So. I think I was actually the only person there who is completely up in the air. I haven't been tested. And I mean, I do not think that I have it.
Yeah. You haven't been necessarily.
No, but
like, they all got tested because they've been out doing their thing.
And I was doing that thing with them for, you know, several days. I don't know. It doesn't matter. I think everything's fine. We had a delightful little party, which was cool.
Did a little grilling and drank some beers and had a bonfire.
Yeah, it was good. It was actually really needed.
Yeah, I think it was something we all kind of needed. It's been months and months of just
isolation.
Isolation and you know,
yeah,
we needed a social gathering, a small group, keep it safe and stuff.
Yep.
But
other than that, I'm good. I don't know. I got a new phone this week for the first time in 5 years, so that's
exciting.
Super exciting.
You'll be able to like do things with your phone.
Yeah, again. I know. I could just like take a picture of someone without having to delete like six apps to do it. Like, it's going to be glorious. Also, I'll be able to just see my whole screen. Okay, like as we record this, Revelers, the phone showed up. I had it shipped to my parents' house because mail is tough at my apartment, and I usually get things shipped to work, but mail is also really tough there right now. So the phone is currently at my parents' house. I don't have it yet. I'm going to go get it tomorrow. But it's going to be nice to be able to look at a phone, you know, a screen that's not like cracked everywhere. Sometimes I have to like hold my finger, like if I'm like reading Google or something, like I have to like hold it on the thing and like move the window, you know, like slightly to the side and hold it there so I can read everything that I'm excited to have a new phone is all I'm saying.
Don't fucking drop it.
No, I will. Well, I mean, I will inevitably drop it, but honestly, I've had this phone for like 5 years and really it's only had a cracked screen in like the last year or so. So okay. I did pretty good with this one, but,
I feel like that's such a common thing with, I have literally no phone I've ever owned has had even the smallest crack in the screen.
Oh, really? Mine's just like, mine is a garbage phone right now.
I feel like that's lots of people after like a year or two. It's like, and my screen's all just destroyed.
Like, my screen is so cracked that once in a while, like this is actually, it happened one time, but my finger literally got cut because the glass of the screen protector, the screen or something, like was sharding out and like,
ridiculous.
Yeah, like my finger scraped across it and it, like I got a tiny little cut. But I'm excited to have a new phone. But cool. Tell the Revelers and I, Drake, have you played any video games since we last met?
I have. Earlier this week I started playing No Man's Sky.
Oh, No Man's Sky. Okay. Now hang on. I think I know about that game. That's the one that was super hyped, right? Like it's
yeah,
the one,
it was
like,
super hyped before
there's planets.
It was coming out.
You can go anywhere you want, and every planet is humongous, and right?
Every planet is literally like planet sized.
Yeah, and like
It's all randomly. It's like
everybody's in the same universe, but you probably won't run into someone because it's so huge. Run into anybody. Yeah, because it's so huge, right? Like,
right. I mean, there is, as I just got to in the game, there is like a there's like a space station that you go into, and it, regardless of where anybody else is, if they go into that space station, it's kind of like a hub.
You
all together. So when you're running around there, you see other people, and you can meet up with them and talk to them if you want.
So do you like,
hey, let's pair up?
Yeah, you want to party up?
I don't, because I have no interest in doing that in this game.
You're not an online multiplayer kind of guy.
Not really. I mean, I am when it comes to like
Mario Kart,
competitive multiplayer. I'll play some Call of Duty and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
When it comes to like cooperative stuff, I would if I had a group of friends. Like if I had a group of friends that would play that played, you know, like Destiny or something, I would 100% play that with
them. Party up, but then you could have your headsets on. Yeah, I'm not gonna play with like
random people.
Yeah, there's always like in Smash Brothers. Like I play a lot of arenas, you know, that mode in Smash online, and always there's certain arenas that are. The title of the arena is like voice chat only, and you know you have to have Nintendo's app and go on there to and hook it to Smash or whatever, and it's just a pain in the ass. And like all the voice chat only ones I just skip, you know, because I also don't really want to chat with some random person, you know.
Yeah,
I just want to be, I just want to fight Smash. You yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, No Man's Sky, I was one of the people that was super hyped about it when it came out.
Yeah, I remember. I think we probably talked about it on this podcast.
Maybe. Like, because it came out years ago, and when it first came out, it did not live up to everything they were kind of claiming of, or whatever. It was kind of this giant game that was very shallow.
Right.
But they've continuously, over the years, updated it.
Oh, they have.
For free,
okay.
And now it's finally, I think, kind of to the point where
it's the game it should have been when it came out.
To be. I think they suffered from, they revealed it way too early, and then they got some funding from like Sony and stuff, and I think they felt pressured after talking about it for something like, we just need to get it out. So they released it, even though it wasn't really yet the game they wanted it to be.
Right.
But yeah, now it's great. It's gigantic. It's this giant, you know, universe, and you're just kind of a person flying around in it. You know, you land on planets, you can mine some shit or find random, you know, all sorts of resources and
so
everything.
Build stuff. What's your goal though? Like
your goal is, I think, is kind of to get to like the center of the galaxy.
Oh, okay. I mean, is there a story you're playing?
Kind of. Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's nothing. At least, I mean, maybe it gets bigger or something. I mean, so far, I mean, there is a driving force.
Okay.
In the game
That
like there is a mission that you can follow that, or you know, now they have, you know, base building and stuff that I've got bases on a couple planets. Yeah, I'm waiting to find a real good planet, and then I'm gonna
That's gonna be your home base.
Giant base.
What makes a planet a real good planet? Like
just lots of good resources.
And dude, like can you completely, you know, deplete a planet of its resources, or do they refresh, or? But even if they don't, the planets are so big that it.
Yeah, okay. I don't think they refresh. But the planets are fucking monstrous. Literally, I can walk in one solid direction for 2 hours, and it'll be like me covering the distance from my house to your apartment.
Oh wow!
As far as Earth is concerned.
Which in real life miles, Revelers, that's probably 2 miles. Maybe we live from each other. Three, I bet we live. But
yeah, I don't really know how far, how many miles. I mean, so maybe less further than that because I can walk more than three. But I can walk 3 miles,
miles in an hour. But
under 2 hours. Yeah. But yeah, so I mean, it's literally, you know, sometimes you get up and it's like your targets that you're going to is maybe on the planet, but it's like even at the fastest speed your ship can fly within the atmosphere, it's going to take you 30 minutes to get there.
To get there, wow.
So then you just go up in space and use your, like,
your
faster. It's just you can't use your fastest engine.
I see.
In the atmosphere. So I go up in space, then I go there, and it takes like 10 seconds.
So my other question is, let's say you find a planet that you want to be your planet. Like, this is where I'm going to make my home base. And then, in the unlikely event, but let's say it happens, that somebody else is like, I also like this planet, and they set up a base on the other side, but you don't know yet. Like, are you guys going to be at war with each other? Can you fight each other?
I think you could fight each other.
Okay.
But I guess I'm not sure. I want to say you can only build a base if it's on a planet that you personally discovered.
Okay.
But I'm not sure.
I see. So
like, I know when you first put down your like computer, your base computer, it kind of is like does like a check. It seemed like
I see.
It,
like, is anybody else here?
This is your territory. You can have it. You can build a base here.
I see. Okay. Well, that's pretty cool. That's I kind of want.
But my I mean, yeah.
Planet.
Like I said, I mean, it's a general. I mean, you scroll out to the galaxy map, and it's
just
fucking enormous.
Enormous.
And
like
every tiny light you see everywhere is a system of planets.
System of planets, not just one planet.
I mean, right? I've only been I've been to like five or six systems, and it's. You know, each one has like four or five planets. And like I said, they're planets.
Have you come across any other actual people? Like out
only,
in the,
like I said,
yeah,
only
in the hub world. Yeah.
The hub world. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. Cool. Well, No Man's Sky sounds pretty fun.
So I'm enjoying it. It's one of those games where, you can literally spend hours and hours playing it. And by the end, you're like,
I don't think I've done anything.
I really did anything.
That's
I just kind of wandered around this planet from like, point to point, like, okay, now I gotta mine this, and oh, I found this stone, or here's some buildings, and
right,
some aliens there, and
oh yeah, so do you kill aliens and stuff too? Is that
you can,
or can you befriend them and make a society together?
I don't know about that.
Okay,
you can talk to them. I assume I could also kill them if I wanted to. I haven't.
Okay, well, that's good. That's good. What do they look like? Do they look like your classic big-eyed, round-head aliens? Like,
no.
Oh.
I mean,
round-head, but like skinny
kinds.
Chin?
Right. No, they're not the like stereotypical, like the grays.
Yeah, the grays. That's from X-Files, right?
I don't know. It's just from...
From aliens.
Aliens.
Any
stuff.
Aliens in general. Generic aliens. Cool. Cool.
No Man's Sky.
Nice.
I'm enjoying it.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So what about you, man?
Well, I've been playing Smash, of course. You know, nothing.
No.
Actually, kind of big news. As we record this, it's Friday, June 19th. On Monday, the 22nd, Sakurai is going to reveal the new ARMS fighter. So I'm pretty hyped about that. We'll talk about that next week. You know, it's always fun to play a new character, so that'll be cool. I really hope it's Spring Man. Because that would mean that assist.
Hey!
Okay, we're back. I don't really know how I'm going to edit that, but Drix's dogs were.
Somebody somewhere in the neighborhood, I think, set off a firework.
Yep.
They like my dogs. Yeah, they're not scared of fireworks, but when they go off, they bark.
They bark.
Like,
yeah,
they're like, "What is that loud noise?
Right.
Yell at it! Make
yell
it go
it.
Away!"
Right. But what I was saying is,
July is real fun.
Right, I'm sure it is. But what I was saying is, I'm excited. I kind of hope the arms fighter is Springman, because that would mean that assist trophies are able to graduate into full fighters, which would open the door for Waluigi to be one of the later fighters. Cause I really, you know, I'm not like, you know, adamant that Waluigi is in the game, but I think that he should be in the game.
It just seems unfair and ridiculous.
It does. My guess would be that the final fighter they reveal will be Waluigi. That would just be like the ultimate thing they could do. And it's Smash Ultimate, as we know.
Like, people have been clamoring for that since fucking Smash was announced.
Melee.
Like, my God. Waluigi's, and even in Ultimate, though, because they said, like, got all these fighters, 100 plus fighters, and still no fucking Waluigi.
No Waluigi, yep.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Waluigi is a stupid fucking character.
He is so dumb.
Like, I don't know. For some reason, I can accept Wario because he's been around for so long. But then when they were just like,
Waluigi...
oh, we need a counterpart to Luigi. Waluigi.
I know. I think Waluigi would have...
one of the dumbest things I've ever heard.
I think he would have been better received if his name wasn't Waluigi. But because Wario, yes, it's similar to Mario, but it's not like... it's not Wamario, you know, like
it's literally just Mario, but you take the M and you flip it upside down.
Yeah. 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 You know, like, I don't know.
Like Luigi, what, you flip the L and you add another line.
So
and
it becomes Tuigi. That seems like, if Luigi, like if, well, Luigi does have his own games, but yeah, that would be like the sequel to Luigi's first game where you play, you can play as Luigi or Tuigi. But yeah, so I've been playing Smash, but also, some Dragon Quest XI, and I am into it, which is very exciting for me. I actually was very nervous about playing it, but I'm now like over 20 hours in. I think I'm about 22, somewhere around there, 23 now, maybe, after streaming this afternoon. But, I don't know. It's very fun. And I'm like, I'm invested now. And the story is so good. Like, I just learned a thing that blew my mind. I was like, no way. Oh my God. You know, like, I don't know. I just met a couple new characters and who they are is crazy. And like, I'm having a lot of fun with it. It's a fun RPG. I've only died, I've had characters die, but I've never had a game over yet, you know, which is cool. Actually, I think I might have one time right away, but I don't know. And I'm playing it better than I guess I play most Super Nintendo RPGs, because that's honestly the only RPGs I've ever really played. but like, I'm using my characters to their full potential. Normally it's just like attack, 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 you know, like, but I'm actually like using, you know, defense down and attack up spells and stuff like that, you know, like, which actually makes it so much easier. I've been holding myself back in RPGs for years. I've played through that game probably 20 times in my life, like literally. And I don't think I've ever once used like an attack up spell, you know, like ever. So I don't know.
No, I never used those either. I mean, I do sometimes in Final Fantasy games and stuff. It's only for bosses and stuff that I'll use, you know.
Yeah, it's more
protect
bosses.
And
yeah,
shell, and like I always,
what is shell, like a
shell
armor
from
shell
magic. Protects from magic. Protects from physical attacks.
Okay.
And then I'll use like haste. Like I always try to use haste.
Does that mean you're
faster?
Yeah.
So they get more attacks in.
Oh, see? And I think in Dragon Quest, I'm just not quite like, I'm actually pretty proud of myself. I haven't gone online to to really like read about it and figure out that, you know, like I haven't looked at any guides or anything. I'm just kind of figuring it out all myself. But there's like spells and stuff that I think do a thing, but I'm not quite sure what they do, you know, like, I mean, it tells you what they do, I guess, but like, I don't know. Some of the names throw me for a loop. I don't know. But it's been very fun. I don't know. Dragon Quest XI, I would highly recommend it. I'm only 20 hours in. I guess I've got about 60 to go, which seems pretty daunting, actually. But the story is very good thus far.
And this is a, you know, case for more companies like should put out demos, because I know you played the demo for it first.
That was huge.
Probably wouldn't have just bought it like blindly.
No, and the demo was not just, okay, play for 10 minutes and now you're done, you know, do a battle. The demo is literally like 6 to 10 hours long. Like it is long. Yeah. Like it's a good chunk. And I never would have bought the game without the demo. So
yeah, I mean, early like Xbox 360 and I think PS3 even for a while, like, you know, they had demos quite often for games, you know, play the first hour of the game or something. and it was awesome.
Yeah.
And I thought maybe that was going to become kind of a new norm. Like, try out this game first, see if you want to buy it. And then it just kind of went away.
It did.
I don't know if it was companies were like, we don't want to spend time making a demo and stuff, but
you don't need to spend time. It's not enough, that much. Yeah.
I mean, there were a couple of games that I had never fucking heard of, but I saw a demo for it on Xbox 360. So I downloaded it, played the demo, and was like, oh,
this is fun. Game's
awesome. I'm totally going to buy this game now because the demo was sweet.
To be fair to that point, though, is like there are a ton of demos that I've played where I'm like, okay, glad I played the demo because I'm not going to buy this game. Right. So that is like the double-edged sword of having a demo. Like, I do get why companies wouldn't want you to have a demo, because you could play a little bit and be, you know, a lot of people will be like, well, no, it's not for me, you know, and then not buy it. Whereas they might have just bought it and then not played it, you know, like, I don't know.
Right.
I get sort of not having demos, but having them is fucking sweet.
Yeah.
Let's move on here. This week, Drake, we're playing Super Mario Brothers 2 for the second time on the show. What do you think? Should we get to our three questions?
Yeah, man.
All right, let's do it. So
are these new three questions?
These are new three questions. So I actually, when Jurek and I decided we were going to play Mario 2 again, I was like, I don't even think we did three questions the first time. Like, I don't think we were even doing that yet. Turns out we were. We had done it a few episodes prior. So I'm going to ask you three new questions right now. And then as we're playing the game, I'm going to ask you the three old questions just to see what your memory retention is like, Drake. Because I'm sure you remember that episode almost word for word. So.
Oh yeah, that was what?
That was in 2016. Yeah, that was definitely 2016. Okay, but Mario Brothers 2, three questions. Oh, wait a minute. So what we do, Revelers, is for those that don't know, is Drake does a little research on the game, and he'll tell us about the game in a few minutes here. But I do a little digging of my own, and I've tried to come up with three questions I don't think he stumbled across in his research. So I'm about to try and stump the researcher. Are you ready, Drake?
Bring it.
Here we go.
Let's find out.
Mario 2 NES question number one. This game features the first appearance of three enemies that are now staples in the Mario universe. Which three enemies are these? One of them surprised me, but when I thought about it, I was like, oh yeah, I guess that's absolutely right.
It's what, like, Shy Guy?
Coin.
I can't remember.
Describe all of,
like,
it.
The like cactus thing.
The cactus. Pokey is what it's called. But Pokey. Yep, that is one.
And then they shoot the little ball like Snifter or something?
Sniffits. Sniffits are sort of Shy Guys, so I did not. Sniffit is not the answer I'm looking for. It's a classic Mario character. You definitely know this.
I'm sure.
Enemy. They're in, I think, I would say every single Mario game after this.
Really?
Yeah. They're like one of the most staple enemies now.
Okay.
Not a Goomba.
Well, obviously. It's not a turtle. Not a Koopa Troopa thing.
Nope.
It's the Shy Guy, the cactus thing, Pokey, and...
No dice?
I know I'm gonna like smack myself.
You are, but
you tell me, but it's gotta be what are enemies in this fucking game?
I'll give you a hint, and I don't know, it might help or it might not. Think about Scott Pilgrim. Oh my god.
Oh,
We got dogs barking again.
Abby came home.
Oh, Abby's home
dogs
now.
Dogs are barking.
I see. Think of Scott Pilgrim.
Ba-bombs.
Yes, there we go. Not sex ba-bombs, but just regular ba-bombs.
Right, just regular ba-bombs.
Yes, okay. I'm going to give you that point, even though I gave you the hint there. But yeah, Shy Guys, ba-bombs, and Pokies all debuted in Mario 2. And all three of those are classic Mario enemies now, especially Shy Guys and ba-bombs. Pokies also, but
yeah.
Yeah. Okay, one for one here, Drake. Question number two. When you beat the game, it tells you how many times each character contributed to beating the game, which basically means how many times you used each character. So, but how does this differ from the ending of the prototype version of Mario 2? Which is not Doki Doki Panic. I'm talking, there was a, you know, the prototype version of Super Mario Brothers 2.
I have written, it was something to do with like a monetary reward.
I'm going to give you your coins on that one.
Essentially. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. So that is that's absolutely correct.
Like what? Right? Yeah. Depending on like how many times you died or something.
Yep. Yep. More coins. You got more coins, Greg. So in the prototype version, yes, there was a monetary reward for beating the game, which was similar to how it is now, but you got cash or you got money determined by how many times the player died with each character. And this was changed for unknown reasons, but the money tiles that tell you how much money you have can still be found in the game's code. Like even to this day, well, you know, they obviously haven't changed the cartridges, you know, but
right.
but yeah, I thought that was kind of interesting. I don't know. Like, I do like it that they tell you how many times you used each character. And then the top contributor is they spell out their name.
I guess I didn't even know that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, honestly, I think I've beaten Mario 2 maybe like once or twice in my life. I've beaten
him before, too.
But
as have I, but
yeah, I
very rarely.
Very rarely, because it is hard. I would say it's definitely the hardest out of 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe
especially if you're playing, if you were to play through like without warps.
Oh yeah, playthrough is so hard.
That I've never done.
I think I have. But I couldn't.
I mean, like I said, I you know, a few, 2 years ago or whatever, whenever was the first time I had ever done that even
for
on Mario
3. Yeah. Yeah. And that's hard, too. I mean, there's a lot of levels. It just takes a long time.
Fucking takes forever.
Okay, here we go. Quest 2 for 2 now, Drake. Can you go 3 for 3? Question number 3.
One way to find out.
What evidence is there to suggest that Mario 2 USA or Doki Doki Panic was actually meant as the true sequel to Super Mario Brothers?
It was something like they were developing a vertical, like a Mario game that was like vertical or something, and then they thought that didn't work out properly for a platforming game, so then they added some horizontal stuff, but then they got hired to make this other Doki Doki Panic game. And I mean, I guess I don't really know how to word this or phrase it properly, but
you got your coins.
They started making like a prototype Mario 2 game that was more with more verticality.
Yes. So that's exactly right. I'm just going to read what I wrote here. It's kind of long, but it's cool. So after the success of Mario 1, Nintendo R&D began developing a vertical scrolling Mario engine for the sequel. It quickly became apparent that this new way to play wasn't going to offer the same type of top-notch platforming the original game had. So Shigeru Miyamoto stepped in and added some side-scrolling levels. And this prototype game engine revolved around carrying... Oh my gosh, your dogs are so barky today. this prototype game engine revolved around carrying, throwing, and piling up items to get through the levels. It also featured two-player co-op, and the players could even throw each other to get to normally inaccessible areas. But during development, a deal was struck with Fuji TV, and the game became Doki Doki Panic. The two-player aspect was dropped, but picking up and throwing items remained, and we all know that Doki Doki Panic eventually became Mario 2. So all of these things together suggest that it was actually originally supposed to be the sequel to Mario Brothers, and it wasn't just a reskin of a random game.
Yeah.
Which I thought was pretty cool.
The two-player like co-op thing sounds awesome to me.
Me too.
Play at the same time and throw each other around.
Although it sounds like prime upsies downsies that you wouldn't really you know, would get very frustrating.
I would throw you off a cliff.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I would kill you every single time I pick you up. Well, cool. 3 for 3 this week, Drake. Not too shabby. Let's move on.
I know my Super Mario Brothers.
You do. Would you like to tell the Revelers and I a little bit about Mario Brothers 2 again?
Oh, I'll breeze through this.
Yeah, maybe we can just be quick about it. I don't know.
So it was released in 1988 in the U.S. only, because Japan had their own version of their own Super Mario Brothers 2.
The Lost Levels.
Which we know as the Lost Level.
Yep.
So this game didn't, Japan didn't get this game until 92 with Mario All-Stars.
Oh, really?
That was the first time Japan got to play this game.
Oh, I thought they had it earlier than that, but...
Nope.
Okay.
They got it.
And it's called Super Mario USA. Super
Mario Brothers USA.
Yep.
It's developed by Nintendo EAD and published by Nintendo. The director of the game is Kensuke Tanabe.
Okay.
Who was actually, he was the director of Doki Doki Panic. And then I guess they just,
they just kept him on.
Director for this. But he's been designer and slash producer or like level designer or something on just everything that Nintendo has done basically since then. And he was a producer on Luigi's Mansion 3. So he's still
in the biz.
Yep.
Sweet. I need to actually finish Luigi's Mansion 3.
Oh, you never finished that?
I'm at the end boss, but I didn't want to do it because there's more stuff to do. You can't do all the other stuff after you beat the boss or something. Like, that's what I read. So I'd never beat the final boss. I just need to go do it because I'm not gonna find all the other stuff at this point. But anyway, Mario 2.
Yep. The producer of the game is Shigeru Miyamoto, obviously.
Yep. The man himself.
And the music, even though the music is way different than other Mario games, it's still Koji Kondo.
Koji Kondo. It's so good. And, we'll find that out later. Never mind.
Find one out later.
Nothing.
Oh, yeah.
a question from my original 3 questions.
Right. But Koji Kondo, we should probably listen to some tunes, which we did not do 200 episodes.
You're right, we did not. Let's do it right now. Super fucking good. I mean, this music is I don't know. This game, I don't know why it's so weird. It shouldn't be weird. This game is
weird. It's way different than any Mario game. Even the music has a way different
feel to it. Yeah.
But the music is super good. I was thinking about it, the music earlier, and I was like, I might say that Super Mario Bros. 2 has the best music of any of the Mario games.
At least of 1, 2, and 3. I would say maybe
of the Super Nintendo.
World probably has the best. Maybe 64. I don't know, but
this one just has such a unique feel to it.
I think I take that back. Super Mario Odyssey has the best music. There's some songs. There's some absolute bangers in that soundtrack. But it's also modern day, for retro games. I would say Mario 2 also has the best Mario.
Yeah, it's the music is fantastic.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is about it particularly, but
I don't either. It feels very like bohemian or something like.
Yeah, and all the music, it very much fits in the different levels and everything.
Yeah, yeah. Cool.
But yeah, it's obviously, you know, it's a platformer Mario game. It's a reskin of Doki Doki Panic.
Yeah, you know, everybody.
You don't need to know much more. Everyone, if you're listening to this, you know Mario Brothers
2. You know Mario 2. What do you think? Should we play this thing? Should we?
Yeah, considering we've been going for like
40 minutes. I know, and we haven't even got to the game yet.
I don't know what took so long.
I don't know either, but we've been chit-chatty tonight, I guess.
Yeah, apparently. But, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
You can go a little long. It's one of the special episodes.
It is. Okay, well, I think we better do a shot before we play this game.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we should. I don't have one
pulled. Oh my gosh, you got to get to it. I think this might be the first time in 210 episodes that I have a shot poured before Jurek.
Actually, well, normally you have them poured for both of us.
That's true. I guess this is the first time during quarantine that I have a shot poured before Jurek.
Yeah.
Which is still
10, now I'm ready.
That's 10 or 11 episodes now. Like, it's been a while.
I don't know how many. It's been,
because
it was before episode 200.
Yeah, yeah. Because
we had plans for 200 that
went down apart. The drain. Yep. But anyway, Revelers, as you may or may not know, we encourage you to drink along with us. However, our only rules are you are of legal drinking age and not driving.
Yes, please.
So if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses. Cilantro. Whew. Okay. Boy, oh boy. That was good. All right, let's Mario 2 this up here. Do you want to play first? Do you want me to play first? I guess it doesn't really matter.
I mean, it's already on you. You go ahead and play first.
All right, here we go. Let's do this. I'm a Luigi man. I don't know about you.
I am too, actually.
Are you?
You know what? Here, you keep playing. Okay. You talk. Okay. Carry this podcast for the next, like, little bit. I have to pee.
Okay. I will carry the podcast. Here we go. We got solo podcast action going here. I'm Luigi right now, and it's freaking awesome. You start off by falling down this huge thing. It's vertical scrolling, which is cool. And then back into the actual world. Subcon is the world. I believe our first episode, or the first time we played this, episode 10, that was when I was still doing, I was like coming up with titles for the episodes, and I believe this one is called Getting Our Drunk On in Subcon, which is pretty sweet, you know, which is what we're doing, but, okay, here we go. Now, which one is it? Is it this, is it the left one or the right one? Oh, hey, Abby, Abby's on, all right. Welcome to the show, Abby.
Hello.
Is it the right one? I think it's the right one. I think it is too. It is. Nicely done. Is this going to put me on top of it? Yep. There we go. Okay. So we were just going to the sub world through the potion door, which is very weird to say for a Mario game, but the truth. Man, this game is fun. You collect cherries. If you get enough of them, you get a star. Abby, have you played Mario 2 before?
I have in my time. I can't tell you when that last was.
Okay. But in your time, you've played it.
Yeah.
Yeah. This game is super fun.
I knew it was
fun.
The right one, you know.
Yeah. You did know it was the right one. I mean, this level in particular is probably the level most people have played, because you will always play this level even if you suck at the game. You know?
Oh, what does that mean?
Well, I'm just saying, like, this is the first level, you know? So.
Oh.
Oh, shit. I messed up. I got to get that star. Oh, my God. Here we go.
Oh, there it goes.
It's okay. I'm going to do a mega jump and get up there. I missed the star. Okay. I'm skipping half the level here is what we're doing. I'm just not even going to. Actually, I'm going to go in here. Oh, wait. Actually, I'm trying to get all the secrets. Oh, yeah, the Shy Guys, you can throw them, but if you don't hit another enemy, they don't die. Here we go. Okay, now we're cooking with juice. Now we're going to get all these coins, and we're going to have a fucking grand old time. Oh, no, I'm too slow. Oh, no, I'm too slow. Ah, I was too slow.
You're always too slow.
I know, but I got us a bunch of coins. Abby was on the show for a minute. Bye, Abby. Oh, you can die in that hole?
Yeah.
I think in the All-Stars version, You just fall down.
You do. I think you do maybe fall down. I think you might be right.
All right. I'm taking a shortcut to Birdo here.
Yeah. Obviously.
Right, here we go.
This is just the way you take.
That's just the way you take. Yeah, that's right.
This is the way I go every fucking time.
Also, I got the fucking thing on the first try.
That was actually impressive. You pick up a bomb and you got to time it, drop it. Normally, I have to go in and out multiple times.
Yeah. I actually should have been Mario for this level, or Toad.
Yeah, Luigi's tough to time the egg, and you're terrible at throwing.
I guess.
Normally, the more difficult part is catching them with Luigi. But then, you just run right up to
her. I keep throwing them down. There we go.
Yeah, just run right up to her and throw them.
Okay. This is a perfect place.
Yeah, I was wondering if you would
here we go. Okay, so here we go. I'm gonna give you one of my original three questions, Drake.
All right.
The first time we played this game. And the question
look at all those coins for your bonus chance.
I know, I got loads of coins. I'm gonna play the slot machines while I look up my question here. Here we go. Okay. Here we go. Which character in Mario 2 is notable for introducing gender issues to video games?
Birdo.
Birdo is correct. Wow, that's an oddly phrased question. I don't think I would have phrased it like that in today's day and age. Did I get any extra lives during that?
You got one.
How do I switch to you now?
Now you got to go to the menu thing.
How do I do that?
R and L or R?
Oops. I went, okay, nope. R and L. There we go. Okay. Oh, wait. Oh, swap. Select. Okay. There we go. Now it should be you.
Okay.
Yeah. It's you. Okay. Birdo. So Birdo introduces the gender issues. So although his or her backstory has since been retconned by Nintendo, the original game manual said that Birdo thought he was a girl and would rather be known as Birdetta. Later printings of the manual cut the Birdetta line, but kept the part about him wishing he was a girl. So Birdo might actually be the first trans character in any video game. Granted, you know, Birdo is not a human, but still trans, you know? Which I think is pretty cool. You just got wrecked by that fork.
I did. he just came swooping in.
He did. But I thought that was kind of cool. That is cool.
I know. I always think
of Birdo as a girl because he is a girl or she is a girl. Excuse me. Yeah. I didn't mean he, but.
Oh, damn it.
There's one spot in level 1-2 here that Drake just is really.
This game's impossible.
It's impossible. It's just, it's hard to get used to because it really.
I know. It's just,
Mario sort of moves
to the way everything controls and stuff.
And this is the first game that introduced us to differences between Mario and Luigi. This game established that Mario is short and Luigi is tall, and, you know, Luigi can jump higher than Mario can. Nice.
Yeah. Go through the damn door, Luigi.
Now, can you go down that one? Is that. I think there's a warp here, but
yeah, there is.
I think you had to do it one more back.
Yeah, I was probably supposed to.
That's okay. You got to go down there to get one of the keys, I think.
Yeah.
I think it's the right one.
I have not played this game in so long. I cannot go to Luigi at all.
You can't get out.
I should be playing as like Mario or Toad.
Oh my God. As soon as you grab it, the Phantos comes. The Phantos is one of the scariest enemies in any video games.
I know, I hate these
to
guys.
This day. Like, it is. That is a tough cookie right there. You can game the system and just get up there. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I realized that after I...
after you went in the door. You can go back, but I don't know if you can get up there now. Yes, get the star. Yes.
Oh, man. Like, yeah. Like I said, I was always, a Luigi guy, but now I'm
are you
a mistake.
You're rethinking your strategy? Oh, rats. You can do this, Drake. I know you can do this. One, two is doable. in every sense of the word.
Oh, oh my god!
Not for Drek, though.
This game at all, apparently. Apparently, I'm just terrible at Mario 2 now.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it takes some getting used to. Luigi is weird too because he's very floaty. Like
so long.
He's so not Mario. Just drops like a rock. Toad drops even faster.
Yeah,
but yeah,
Luigi with his goddamn fluttering legs.
Yeah, he flutters. Which, you know, is sweet most of the time. Oh, you
got too close.
You were like one pixel
right
too close.
Right on the edge.
Oh, my gosh.
Game over.
Well, let's... Oh.
All right. Whoops. Take control back.
Oh.
I think you have to do
it,
though.
I still have to do it. I see. Okay, here we go. Okay, I'm going to choose a different character. I'm going to be Peach this time. Peach...
Yeah, for some reason, like, I used to
We're still on 1-1, so we used a continuum. We shouldn't have. Oh, well. I don't think we're going to get that far anyway. Let's see what Peach is about. What do you mean?
I don't know. She just looks weird.
Well, she does. She doesn't quite... She's not the Peach we know and love today.
Well, I know. I guess, largely, I think it's due to the fact that I more associate this game, the way this game looks, with the Mario All-Stars version.
I
barely played this game on NES.
Oh.
But I played a lot of it on All-Stars.
Okay. I never had this game growing up, but my cousin did. And my neighbor did. But yeah, I would
I
always play
game,
it at
but
my
But I had
cousin's.
All-Stars. So I associate it with the All-Stars.
The All-Stars look
of everything. And I want to say Peach looks way different in the All-Stars version.
Here's a question for you about the All-Stars version. I messed up. Nope, it's okay. I can do it right here. I'm not Luigi. shit. Can I actually do it right here?
Mm.
No.
I don't think so.
God damn it. Oh, here I can on this guy.
You just go and, or you just get hit. I mean, you don't have to jump up there.
Yes, I do.
No, you just go through the door.
I don't want to go through the door. Yes!
Or you do that. All right.
That's what I did last time. I always just jump up. I skip the door.
Oh, I never jump up.
Oh.
I feel like I always go through the door.
I need this.
Yeah, get that mushroom, man.
There we go.
Yeah, this game is different. That it's not like you actually have health, kind of.
Yeah. I got 4 life pellets or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know how you got 4.
Because I've gotten 2 mushrooms now.
Oh.
Mushrooms. The mushrooms will make you big, but they also give you one more.
One side.
Oh, I timed that one.
Will make you bigger, and one side will make you smaller.
Right. Little Alice.
One side will make you big, the other side will make you smaller.
Will make you smaller, yeah.
The other side of what? The mushroom,
of course! If you didn't know about the secret hold down, I always feel like it's secret. Maybe it's not. It probably was in the manual. Where you can do
I'm
this.
Sure it was in the manual, but the game itself does not teach you how to do that.
No. Ugh. Peach.
So it certainly is, yeah. If you just started playing and didn't have access to the manual, I don't know how you're going to figure that out, because there's some parts that then seem impassable.
Impassable, but not impossible. No, they do seem impossible.
Well, they seem impossible and impassable.
And impassible. Okay, we're back to the slots. I got 4 tries. I also got mad hiccups right now.
And we're back to 1-2, the hardest level of any video game.
1-2 in Mario 2 is it. It's the end-all, be-all of levels.
No one's ever made it further.
Oh, I got hiccups. Okay, I'm going to...
You're going to give it back to me.
I'm giving it back to you, unless you don't want to play 1-2. Do you want me to get
through
1-2? No,
it's fine. I just need to use Mario.
Okay.
I think. I think Luigi... was my issue.
Was your issue. I mean, Luigi's hard in this level. I actually use Peach for this level, usually. I don't know why. It's just something I've always done, but... Mario is good, though. I mean, Mario's your all-arounder, you know? He'll just be good every time. Okay, here's what you... and then I think you try and go down one of those while you're in here. Here, get that. Try and go down one of those pipes. No? Nope. Okay.
Oh, no.
That's fine.
I know there is...
There's a warp in this level somewhere, I think. No, I don't think it's this level. I think it's the next one. I can't remember where it is. Oh, see, I usually stand on that guy with Oh, no, I'm usually Luigi on this level. Because I think you can get up there.
I think you can only get up there with Luigi.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get out of here, star guy.
Yeah, because I, like, never do that inside part. It must be I'm always Luigi. I pretty much am always Luigi in this game, except for the ice levels where I'm Toad. Toad is way better on the ice than
Yeah, the ice levels are brutal.
They are brutal. They're so hard.
You're so slippy slidey.
Except for if you're Toad. If you're Toad, you slide the least.
Yeah.
He's heavy for some reason. Toad is the heaviest one, even though he's the smallest one.
Because he's a beast.
He is a beast. Toad the beast. All right, don't get hit by the sniffet again like you did last time.
Still did.
You did. That's okay. All right.
I thought I was safe there. Oh, God. No.
Nope.
Run away.
Pro tip. Once you throw a bomb, you can't pick it up again.
Yep. I've learned that.
Oh.
Oh, hey, look at that.
Maybe there's a mushroom up here?
Maybe.
That would be nice. Oh, it's down there. Nice. Go get it. Yes. Oh, no.
Oh, I can't.
Oh, that's so dumb.
I thought you could fit through there.
Even little Mario can't go through a one square space. You need at least two squares. I thought you
could fit through there when you're little.
I would have thought so for sure, too. That's why I told you to go down there and get it.
I know.
Oh,
you won the Parasaur.
The star is unnecessary. World 1-2 is the hardest level of all time. I'm pretty sure we got farther than this the first time we played this 200 episodes ago.
Yeah, I think we did. I'm doing just terrible for us here.
It's okay. It's okay. One of those is a door.
Oh, God damn it. Didn't throw far enough. It's like when you're little, you throw it not as far, it seems like.
Oh, too. Well, I think you also have to press toward, but I don't know. I guess I don't know. I'm acting like an expert of Mario 2, and I am not.
Right, well, now I guess.
But now do it here, because you'll get the mushroom for sure.
Mushroom down here.
Yay!
Woo!
You did
mushroom
it.
Mushroom Mario.
And a cherry. Everything's coming up Drake right now.
Nah.
Ignore the star. Just ignore it.
I don't want that fucking star.
One of these, I think it's the last one.
I know. It's well, yeah. No, it's one of these two?
Yeah. Nope. Okay, just kidding. One of them is a thing.
I know, but now I've got them all.
It's the first one. Oh, no, it's none of them.
Are, okay, okay. I could have sworn one of them was a...
I think if you go down farther back, if you backtrack a little, there's a potion down there. All right. Here we go. You got this. Right, now we're at Birdo fight number two.
Me and Birdo.
To possibly beat World 1-2, the hardest level in any video game.
I don't know why I'm having so much difficulty with this.
Just keep getting hit by Birdo's eggs. That's what you're supposed to do.
It seems like a logical thing to do.
Birdo's tummy looks so funny. She's got that ball in there. That, like, the thing you collect at the end of the level?
Yeah.
But, like, I think she's supposed to be holding it, but it looks like it's her body.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what's supposed to be going on. Yeah. There, but it's definitely that ball is inside of her.
I don't know.
Oh, no bonus.
No bonus. Can I do the next one?
Yep.
All right, here we go. Okay, I'm going to do it. I'm just going to Luigi it up.
Going back to Luigi.
Yeah. Here we go. 1-3. Boom.
All right, here. I have some poorly described video games that I have come up with.
Oh, you do? Nice.
For you. They're not great.
They're not great. Okay.
All right, so this one's fitting for what we're currently playing.
Okay.
The same brothers as before, but way harder.
The same brother? Okay, this is movie?
No, these are games.
Oh, these are games. The same brothers as before, but way harder. The Lost Levels.
Correct.
Or Mario, Super Mario Brothers 2 to some.
Super Mario Brothers 2 in Japan.
Yeah. the same brothers as before, but way harder. It is so hard. The Lost Levels is fucking hard.
I know. That's one I've definitely never beaten. All right, here's another one. Animal cult conspires to keep local human as wage slave.
Animal Crossing.
Yeah, obviously.
Here's where the warp is.
Oh, yeah, it's way at the end here.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to hit that. I'm going to
get, oh, God, get in there, man.
Wrecked
there.
By these enemies.
What are you doing?
I can't. It wouldn't let me press up. Oh, my God. What the fuck was that? I didn't expect them to turn around like that. Wow, the enemies. Okay. World 1-3 is apparently the hardest one of all time.
Well, you only died once. I died like 5 times in World 1-2.
That's true.
All right, here's another one.
Oh, there's no mushroom this time? What?
Oh, careful. You're going to
I know.
Die,
I'm
going to
die. Okay.
All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
You die a lot, usually when you're in your boxers.
Where's the fucking clock this time? Usually when you're in your boxers, you die a lot. Usually when you're
you die a lot and in your underwear.
Ghosts and Goblins.
Correct.
Yeah. This game.
Like, come on, you. Oh my God. Get.
Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah, just stand up here for a second. There you go.
I almost jumped the wrong way.
Yeah, because it reverses.
No!
There's a problem. Oh my God. Wait, can't you just go in there right now?
I can, but it's not going to warp me. Oh, nope, I can't.
Oh, you can't even go.
Wait a minute. Is one of these...
Wow.
I'm dead. Okay. Let me try one more time.
All right.
Apparently, Mario 2 is just literally the hardest game any two human beings have ever played.
Yeah, we just did not play it. It plays so much like any of the other Mario games you can kind of just pick up and play because they play so much.
So similar.
Yeah. At least any of the 2D ones.
Yeah.
But Mario 2, yeah, it just plays so differently that it makes it really difficult.
It really does. Okay, but that's okay. We're good now. We got some mushrooms.
Especially as, you know, Luigi or...
The clock switches every time. It's not in the same spot every time. Oops.
Mm. Okay. You just got hit by a character, an enemy that wasn't even moving.
I sure did. Fuck this.
Go down, get in there quick. All right.
I've already got those coins.
There we go.
We've warped to World 4.
Warped to World 4.
We did it. Okay, I'm going to give you control. How do I every time I do it wrong. Okay. There we go. I think you should have control now.
All right. What is World 4?
World 4 is an ice level, I think.
Is it ice?
No, it's desert.
Desert. We haven't played as Toad yet.
Oh, no, it is ice.
It is ice.
There we go. Oh,
these
first
guys.
First enemy.
Just oh my God.
Dead. Oh my God. This one, you just kind of got to go and you got to jump. I guess that's what you could say about every Mario game. You just got to go and
you
got to jump. This one, I go fast.
These fucking.
Those the
these
little puffballs. They're like.
Little,
I don't know what their names are, but.
I know.
They're puffballs. So a bunch of enemies are actually misnamed in the... let's continue for sure, even though we already wasted a continue. You try that again, Drake. Don't worry. I wasted all our guys. what was I just saying? Totally lost my train of thought.
Boy, I don't know.
I don't either. Okay, well, I bet it was going to be sweet, but oh yeah, there's a bunch of enemies.
Oh, misnamed enemies.
Misnamed enemies. Right. There's a bunch of enemies in the credits that are mislabeled. So like Birdo and someone else their names are switched. For some reason.
Birdo and
I can't remember what it is, but
I can't remember what it is.
And then like Hoopster. Which I'm not sure what enemy is Hoopster, but
yeah,
but it's spelled Hoopstar, and in the credits, and then there's an enemy called Claw Grip, but in the credits it's spelled Claw Glip. with an L. Which was going to be one of my three questions, but I decided against it. World 4 wants impossible. It's fucking impossible. All right, let me have one shot here.
All right.
We're done. We're back at the beginning.
Are we?
Yeah, because we're
going to continue.
No, we're out of continues. Oh. Yeah, all it said was retry.
Oh.
I mean, I think we're not. Yeah, 1-1. All right. Well, all right. I'm ready to be done. I don't know yep. about you, but. Oops.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I love this game, but apparently we are just garbage.
Garbage at it. Wow,
we made it a lot further the first time we played.
I think we did. I don't know. I think we at least made it to in World 4 there where you pull up the vegetable and it becomes the rocket ship and you go you go up.
I feel like I remember making it to some whales and stuff.
Whales for sure. I love that part. That part is one of my favorite parts of the game. It's very hard, but but you get to, you can jump on the water they blow out of their blowholes, you know? But here we go, Drake. God.
Wait, what are you had asked me the last two questions.
Oh my God, I do have to ask you the last two questions. Okay, here we go.
Previous time.
From the original time. So the first one is the Birdo question. The second one, what do Super Mario Brothers 2 and The Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening have in common?
Wart.
That is correct. You got your coins, Drake. Yep, Wart appears in both games.
Wart was actually called like Mamu,
yep. His only other appearance in a video game is in Link's Awakening. He appears in the game using his original Japanese name, Mamu, M-A-M-U, and he lets Link learn his last song on the ocarina. Why is Wart is a good character?
I don't know why
Wart is he just like forgotten, you know? Like, how can he be the big bad, the main boss in a Mario game, and just not exist anymore?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And, like, does it tie in the fact that, you know, like, this and Link's Awakening both take place in a dream?
Yeah, I mean, that is...
Wart only exists in a dream world?
Yeah, I guess. You know, they exist in Subcon or Wind Waker Island, you know? Or not Wind Waker,
whatever.
Koholint. Excuse me. My bad. Okay, and question number three. What other famous Mario theme is the title screen theme a remix of?
It's the Mario 1 underwater music, right?
That is correct. Well done, Drake. You're 3 for 3. So basically today you're 6 for 6.
6 for 6.
That's fucking insane. You've never been 6 for 6 before.
That's because we've never had 6 questions.
I know, but... But goddamn, well done, Drake. Well done. Well, I think it is time to move on to final shots for final thoughts. Do you have one poured, Drake?
Sure do. Sure I do. Was ready this time.
Me too. So, revelers, if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses.
Cilantro.
Ooh. Okay. Okay.
Alrighty, Rue.
Alrighty, Rue. So, Super Mario Brothers 2. Oh, we should have listened to what we rated it the first time. I mean, probably like a 10 out of 10 or 5 out of 5 we were doing then. Maybe?
Yeah, I guess that, were we rating
maybe games? Maybe we weren't even rating games yet.
I don't even know. Man.
I don't either, but, okay.
That was so long ago. That was fucking years ago.
Super Mario Brothers 2, how many Phantoses out of 10 do you give this game? 10. I give it 10.
Fucking Phantos.
I know, but I still give 10 Phantoses.
Yeah.
You're not going to give it a 10.
I don't know about a perfect 10.
I think it's a perfect game. I mean...
Yeah.
I mean...
Might be.
Compared... Okay. Maybe it's not a 10 out of 10.
I'm
going to
give it
like
a 9.8.
A 9.8. Okay, sweet.
It's very good.
Okay. Perfect. I mean, compared to, you know, almost every game on the NES, it is a perfect game. You know, like it's definitely a top 5 NES game. The other two, you know, three of the top five are one, two, Mario 1, 2, and 3. and maybe I'm wrong about that. I don't know. Maybe it's a top 10 game, but it's super good. I love Mario 2.
As far as NES games, yeah, it could probably be in the top five. You know, it's not in the top five. The game that's right next to it on the menu.
Metroid? Fuck Metroid.
I
know you hate it so much. I love Metroid.
That game is garbage.
That game is fun. It's really
hard. Super Metroid is fantastic.
Super Metroid is fantastic. But Metroid, regular Metroid's also fun.
Metroid 1 can derelict my balls.
Drake's just having none.
Whenever I just see it now, after finally playing it, it just infuriates me.
It's a fine game.
I'm sure it's a fine game. Fuck it.
Fuck it. Anyway, Mario 2, great fucking game. I'm going to give it a 10 out of 10. I think it's fucking perfect. Obviously, if you go back to it now, it will take a little getting used to. Just the physics are a little different than every other Mario game, and it just takes some adjusting. But once you adjust, you know, it's pretty fun.
Yeah. And it looks great. Music's great.
I would say it's by far the hardest out of 1, 2, and 3. You know,
yeah, I would agree with that.
I would say two.
I guess. It's probably the one out of 1, 2, and 3 that I've played the least.
I guess. I mean, probably for me too. But yeah,
don't get me wrong, I've played it a lot, but it's the one. You know, Mario 1. Like, I can sit down and, like, in my mind visualize my entire way through the game, pretty much.
Right. Right.
Same with Mario 3. As far as Mario 3 with warps.
Yeah, yeah.
But Mario 2, it's the one that I don't necessarily
have. You don't have the memory, yeah. Yeah. That's why I was like, oh, I think there's a warp here. And then I was like, nope, it's actually later. And I knew where it was.
I knew of that warp, but for some reason when you said that, I did think maybe there was a warp earlier on or something. But
yeah, that's the first one, though. But
that normally I play as Luigi on that level, and you're right. You can hop on that star guy and jump up
and skip half the level, you know, like you just skip the whole thing. Yeah, I don't know. Mario 2, super good. You know, the Shy Guys especially are a classic Mario villain now.
Oh,
you know,
no doubt. It's a fantastic game. And, a 9.8 is nothing.
9.8 is pretty good.
Nothing to turn your nose up at.
I'm giving it a full 10 out of 10. It's fucking amazing. Also, I love...
You deserve 10 out of 10s for...
If not a Mario game, what game is getting a...
Well, there are some Mario games we get a 10 out of 10. If we revised older ones with I assume I gave Mario World a 5 out of 5.
Yeah.
I assume I gave Mario 3 a 5 out of 5. Who knows? Maybe I gave this a 5 out of 5 at the time.
But... We'll never know. I mean, we could know. We could just go back and listen.
I could know. I can listen to old episodes. Right. I have that power. I don't want to.
We have the technology. Those first episodes are so garbage.
That's why we're revisiting it now while we're
better
at podcasting.
Yes,
because, yes. Those first, I don't know, 20 episodes or so.
Yeah, we talk like this and we're on NPR. And
we were auditioning for roles on NPR.
But
not even like NPR news. It's like classical NPR.
Yeah, yeah. The wrong, you know, the thing
and
that nobody listens to.
Tchaikovsky with.
Right. Some Tchaikovsky song.
Classical music. I don't know.
Jurek, do you know what other people thought of Mario 2, or do we not know?
I know what critics thought of it.
What did critics think of it? They loved it.
Let's find out.
Okay.
I mean, I had it up here. Okay, here we go. It would appear they enjoyed it.
Shocker.
So it says here, Mario Brothers 2 yielded over 7 million copies sold, which is a lot.
Especially for an NES game. That's so fucking many. Like, yeah.
I mean, even nowadays when, you know, like we all, older people of our generation, think back and think that, you know, the NES was, and Super NES were these great selling consoles, but really, they sold 20 or 30 million units.
I mean, right. And because nowadays, they were for kids then, and now right. video games are...
But, like, the PlayStation adults. 4, you know, has sold, like, 110 million.
Okay.
PlayStation 2, the highest-selling console of all time, sold, like, 150 million.
Holy shit. Let's see, I'm going to just type in all-time console sales.
And actually, even with 100 million units sold of a PlayStation 4, like, if your game sells 7 million copies, that's really good.
Yeah, PlayStation 2, over 155 million. Mm. Oh, the Nintendo DS is super close with 154 million.
Ooh.
So, like, it's almost basically the same amount as a PS2. I guess a million less, which is a lot. But, you know, but now, it's
probably what, not when you're talking like probably the Wii.
Nope. Next is actually the Game Boy and Game Boy Color.
Oh.
With 118.69 million. Yep.
That I was not expecting.
Then it's PlayStation 4, then the original PlayStation, then Wii. I thought Wii would have been.
I thought higher. Wii was up in the 120 million.
Yep. But let's see here. The Nintendo Entertainment System sold lifetime 61.91 million. So that's still quite a bit. But the Super Nintendo actually only sold 49.1 million. That's crazy. I would have thought it was.
I think they consistently kind of went down from Nintendo, the original NES.
They actually did. NES, 61 million. Super Nintendo, 49. N64, 32 million. Wii U, 13 million.
Wait, where's GameCube?
I missed it. GameCube, 21.
Okay, I was like, GameCube was more than Wii U.
Yeah.
It was, it was consistently trending down, and then the Wii shot, like, skyrocketed up to, 100 some million. And then it dropped drastically for the Wii U. Switch is now doing pretty good for them.
Yeah, the Switch. Switch is on this list, actually.
Oh.
Because it's like, the PlayStation 4 is. What?
Yeah, I would think Switch would be. Switch has got to be up in the 40-50 million, I would think, by this
point. Oh, Nintendo Switch. There it is. Sorry. It's right under the NES at 55 million.
Okay.
And actually, I think it's sold even more than that now.
In the last three months in quarantine.
It is sold millions. Shot
way up there.
Yep. Yep.
They're like impossible to find even.
They are. I think they're sort of coming back.
I think you can find them now.
Yeah. But.
Super Mario Brothers 2, like I said, 7 million copies sold. Fourth highest selling game on the NES.
Fourth highest. Okay, hang on. Do you have the others there? Oh, you don't. Okay. I was going to say, what are the best? Mario 1, actually it might be Mario Duck Hunt. Because that was a bundle? Or does that not count? Mario 1 is the best.
So Mario 1 is number 1. Duck Hunt is number 2.
Is number 2. Mario 3 is number 3.
Correct.
And Mario 2 is number 4. Okay.
What do you think is number 5?
Number 5 is... Oh my god, that's a very interesting question. I would say...
It's 6.5 million units sold.
The Legend of Zelda.
Correct.
Okay, yep. Sweet. Not two.
Nailed it.
And
obviously, everybody loved Super Mario Brothers 2. Nintendo Power listed Super Mario Brothers 2 as the 8th best Nintendo Entertainment System video game.
Yep. The 8th best. Even Nintendo Power.
Even Nintendo Power said it was
not in the top 5. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would.
That list, I don't know.
I don't know if I would rate it in my personal top 5, but it probably is in my personal top 10 for sure. NES. Yeah,
I don't know if it would be in my personal top 10.
I don't know.
It'd be right outside of it. I mean, because I just don't want to bog down my top 10 with all Mario games.
I know. That's hard. We should actually make our top 10 NES list personally, and we should share that on the show. I don't know. That
have we not before?
I don't know. I mean, maybe we have, but let's do it again and see.
Let's do it again. Listener, revelers, tune in next week.
Yeah, next week.
Make your top 10 list. That will be our discussion question next week.
What is your top 10?
Our top 10 video games of all time.
Wait, whoa, whoa. Okay, I need some clarification here. NES games of all time or video games?
Top 10 video games.
Oh my God. Okay. Top 10 video games, period. That'll be fun. Let's do that next week. That'll be cool. Great. Let's see. We got to get back to this, though. Anything else on Mario 2?
I don't know. Everybody fucking loved it. There's
it's the best.
Goddamn novel about it.
It is the best. Super Mario 2 would not make my top 10 of all time.
But yeah, it will not be on my list next week.
But it would be on my list of top 10 NES games, you know? Like,
oh yes.
Like that's what
top 10 NES games, it'll be there.
It'll be there. Yeah.
Top 10 video games of all time. Nah.
Oh, that's going to be fun to actually try and figure out what that list is. I'm excited about that. That'll be cool. But Jurek, if the Revelers wanted to tweet at you about Super Mario Brothers 2, could they do that?
You sure can. You can find me at Actorak, which is spelled A-K-T-I-R-A-K.
And you can find me at Early_Matt, and Early is spelled E-A-R-L-E-Y, slightly different than the traditional spelling. You can find our podcast on Twitter at Retro Revelry. Can they email us, Drake?
You sure can. RetroGamingRevelry@gmail.com.
And please do tweet us, email us, you know, just to say hi. We'd love to just hear from you. But we'd also love discussion questions. You know, we'd also love game suggestions. Whatever you want to send in, send it in. We'd love to hear from you, Revelers.
Yeah. Tweet us your top 10.
Tweet us your top 10. Yeah. You know, we'll read them on the show, too. We'll, you know, like, do that. That'll be cool. Although by the time this comes out,
we won't be able to for the next episode.
Not for the next one, but for the next one, we'll be able to read your top 10. So send us in your top 10 video games of all time. That's crazy. Now
we will rate your top 10 list and tell you if you are correct or incorrect.
We're not just sticking to retro, right? Like any game can be in the top. Okay.
Probably at least half of my list will probably be games that have come out in the last 10 years.
10 years, yep. Boy, okay. That'll be fun.
I have a feeling yours is going to be more largely retro.
Mine will almost be exclusively retro, almost. I mean, there will be at least one game in there that I think we can all guess. yeah, we'll see. We'll see what it looks like. Also, Revelers, I've been streaming lately, not as often as I'd like, but just check out my stream, twitch.tv/DukeAcorns. I'd love it if you stop by and hung out for a little bit.
Yeah, I try to stop by whenever I get a notification that Earl's on.
Yeah, so and it's fun.
If Revelers want to stop by, we can chat.
We can chat. That'd be cool. But I think that's about it for this week, Drake.
Indeed.
You want to take us out?
I sure do. Until next week. Game on, nerds.
Game on, nerds. What are you guys having? Can I have one?
Well, it'll be hard to get you one.
I need you to come over and get it. Give it to me. Take an Uber, Drake.
I'm not getting a fucking Uber.
Why not?
Not in the times of COVID.